nurse asked.
Morning, Dr. West. How was your weekend?
Great, Nicole. I hope yours was, too. I kept moving until I got to my private office. I donned my starched lab coat and checked my emails. Nothing urgent in there, so I quickly checked my investments when Nicole informed me what the day ahead held. Then I scanned the office computer to see the charts of my patients.
Mr. Parton went to the ER last night. Chest pain. They admitted him. Dr. Goldsmith saw him since he was on call and they cathed him. He has another blockage. Looks like he's going to need CABG.
CABG, coronary artery bypass graft, was a big surgery for someone with Mr. Parton's debilitating health issues, which concerned me. Did Goldsmith call in this morning? I asked.
Yes, sir. He wants to talk to you ASAP.
He's not coming in. John Goldsmith was one of the partners in our cardiology practice.
Not until around noon.
Okay. Thanks, Nicole. I jumped on a call with Goldsmith. John, what happened with Parton?
Oh, man. His lad is 90% blocked. Not to mention he has restenosis with the stent he has. 5 of his arteries are greater than 60. He's a train wreck.
Right, but he's not a candidate for CABG. Have you looked at his total picture? I don't think he'd survive the surgery. John began.
He's older, but failing kidneys, post-stroke, and that's only the beginning. If they graft him, they'll never stabilize him afterward. He may survive the surgery, but the post-surgical arrhythmias would probably kill him.
Fuck, Gray. Why wasn't any of that charted?
It is. I'm looking at it on the computer now.
I didn't see it, and I combed through everything last night.
When you get to the office, check his chart. I'm not sure what's being transferred via electronic medical records to the hospital, but it should all be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Are you still at the hospital? I asked.
No, I'm home. Why?
He needs to have stents. We can't risk him having an MI.
A myocardial infarction spelled certain death for Mr. Parton.
You're right. How's your patient load this morning?
Heavy. Let me see who's on call to do it. Thanks, man.
Electronic medical records were supposed to solve all the problems of missing medical information. It sure did miss the mark on Mr. Parton. All morning I was swamped, but finally broke away for a 15-minute lunch. I checked my emails while I scarfed down a sandwich. One was from an Allie Gordon, but I ignored it because I didn't really have time. I was back in the saddle until 3 when George called. He was the other partner on call.
Update on Parton for you. We got him stabilized after the stents. The lad was dicey, man. He's stable now, but there's no guarantee with it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. He's lucky, though. With that kind of blockage, he could have had the big one.
George agreed. They don't call it a widowmaker for nothing.
I was finally winding down the day, dismissing my last patient, when Nicole met me in the hall. Grabbing my arm, she tugged me to the side and said,
There's a woman in the waiting room. She says it's urgent and needs to see you. She looks really upset. Says it's a personal matter. Linda tried to turn her away, but she started crying.
Linda was the front desk receptionist and was great at handling people. If this woman was still here, Linda must have thought it was important enough for her to see me.
Did she leave a name?
Yes, Allie Gordon.
Okay, send her to my office. I'll be there in a second.
After a quick bathroom break, I headed to my office. A woman close to my age sat there. Her eyes were red and swollen, making it obvious she'd been crying.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Allie Gordon.
Gray West.
Yes, we've met. Our spouses work together.
As soon as those words left her mouth, she sobbed.
Shit. What the hell was going on?
Mrs. Gordon, are you okay? Can I get you some water? She shook her head.
I didn't know what else to do, but I knew you ought to know the truth. Here.
She handed me a large, thick manila envelope. I stared at it, unclear as to what it was.
You should probably open it. It'll make more sense when you do.
I tore it open to solve the mystery. The first thing I saw was a letter. It was from Allie to me.
Dear Dr. West, for months I suspected my husband was having an affair. After many unanswered questions, I decided to hire a private investigator. He uncovered much more than I ever imagined. Since our spouses worked together, and after learning what I did, I thought it was only fair you should know too. I hired him a year ago. He uncovered things from over 2 years ago. Evidently, this has been going on for quite some time. I am deeply sorry. Allie Gordon.
Inside were pictures. Lots of them. And a thumb drive. I was not prepared in the least for what I was about to see. The pictures were damning. Susanna and Allie's husband.